6:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. A great show for you today. You can read all of our lead stories at TennesseeStar.com. That's TennesseeStar.com. At 6:30, we'll be joined in studio by the original All-Star panelist Crom Carmichael. Then at 7:15, the very best Washington correspondent in the country, national political editor for the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network, Neil McCabe, joins us. But now, in studio, our friend Amy Pate, who is an independent candidate for the school board, Metro Nashville Public Schools, in the 8th District of Davidson County. Good morning, Amy.
Hello. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, for those of you who are not in studio, which would be all of our listeners, Amy Pate is wearing a bright orange shirt that says, Moms for Pate, Pate for 8. Amy Pate for school board.
Yes, yes. Well, go Vols. I hope I didn't lose any votes by saying that. But, yeah.
I think even, you know, like even Vandy fans, you know, when it's not Vandy and UT,
yeah.
I think they all root for the
I don't know. I don't know
no?
about that.
Yeah.
My husband is a reformed Vandy fan. And
he's a reformed. Did he go to Vandy?
He didn't. My father-in-law did. But, uh-huh. So my husband grew up as a Vandy fan.
Vandy,
but I tell
UT.
You what, that makes you tough to be a Vandy fan. You have dealt with some disappointment, you know, character building. Is
except
what
in the baseball program.
True.
They've
true.
Had a fantastic baseball program and a great
yeah.
coach, Tim Corbin.
Yes,
and
amazing.
Just, you know, done extraordinarily well.
Very inspirational.
Now, let's talk about District 8.
Let's do it.
What are the boundaries of District 8?
So District 8 in Nashville is Oak Hill, Green Hills, Forest Hill. We go up into 12th South, mm-hmm. a little bit over into the Vanderbilt area and Belmead.
Oh, that's quite a district. Now,
yeah,
what are some of the schools in that district?
So we only have one high school, and that's Hillsborough High mm-hmm, School. Mm-hmm. And then there are two junior high schools or middle schools, West End and J.T. Moore. Mm-hmm. And then we have Julia Green, Percy Priest, Glendale, Waverly Belmont, Sylvan Park. Not everybody is in my district that goes to Sylvan Park, mm-hmm. But that's a yeah, pretty much.
So tell us a little bit about who Amy Pate is.
Yes.
Who are you, Amy Pate?
Well, that's a broad question. So I'm a Nashville native. I'm a graduate of Metro Schools. I have.
Where did you go to high school?
I graduated from Overton High School.
Overton.
Bobcat. Yeah, yeah. Don't mess with me. I'm
Overton Bobcats.
yeah. So that's another thing my husband jokes that, you know, when I start to get a little sassy, he's like, oh, that Bobcat.
Coming out.
I'm like, don't mess with me. And now I have three kids in Metro Schools, and I never thought I would run for school board, never planned on running for school board, but I had always been a really active volunteer in school, PTO president, mm. room parent.
You were PTO president. When?
I was at Glendale. Oh, that was when my middle daughter was in kindergarten, so she's going into the 7th grade, so it was
a
while ago.
A bit ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that like being president of the PTO?
Oh, so fun. Wonderful. Yes. Just so fun, you know. I mean,
what did the PTO do?
We really supported the school. And mm-hmm. I felt like our role was kind to be, you know, a support organization for the school and the teachers, but also a conduit to the principal to kind of let her know what parents were thinking and feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was such a wonderful, sweet community and great place. We didn't have any big issues. I mean, it was just truly
a lot's
fun.
Changed.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
What's happened? Why are the schools so outrageously contentious these days and so politicized?
It doesn't have to be. And that is why I'm running as an independent.
Is that why you're running? You're running as an independent.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I'd always followed education policy closely. But then during COVID, I became a lot more active and advocated to get their schools open. You know, it was really,
just
really
the basics of opening the school.
Exactly. Just the essential of education. It was so disheartening to me because I really thought that Metro Schools was going to honor the choice that they had given parents or said they were giving parents for a virtual or in-person option during COVID, but they didn't do that. And we saw all of the counties around us open. We saw every private school in town open. And my kids were out of school for 8 months.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll have more with Amy Pate, independent candidate for Metro Nashville Public School Board in District 8 after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be right back. 6:17 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, our friend Amy Pate, wearing a bright orange Tennessee Volunteer color t-shirt. Moms for Pate. Pate for Eight.
Yes.
What's your website, by the way?
Is that it's PateForEight.com.
P-A-T-E-F-O-R-8. The number eight.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for the number eight.
Yeah.
Numeral8.com. So now we're back to your story as to why you decided to run. What are your main policy issues? And are you running against an incumbent or somebody else?
I'm running against, she may as well be an incumbent. The incumbent decided not to run, probably because she knew that she would not be elected. She was very dismissive to parents and really not representative.
So what's the deal with all these school board members acting like, you know, tin pot dictators and really being disrespectful to parents? What happens when somebody gets elected to the school board?
I really,
they suddenly go, you know, autocratic.
They put their bias and their personal agenda over what's best for kids, you know, and my slogan is kids over politics.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So now who is who's your opponent?
It's a woman. Her name is Erin. She's very nice. She was handpicked and endorsed by the incumbent, so they're kind of just trying to put her in there.
So would you say that her policies will be to continue the authoritarianism of her predecessor?
I think I will definitely be more responsive to parents and have I have my finger
now
on the pulse of what our community wants and needs.
You see, that's a very nice answer.
That's my thing. There's no reason to go dirty. You know, I'm running as an independent because I truly want to keep politics out of schools. You know, I want Metro to get back to the ABCs. And when I say that.
But would it be, you know, I use the term authoritarianism. What would be the best description of the kinds of policies the incumbent had?
Right.
Successor.
I say this is probably nicer, paternalistic. I feel like, you know, the school board and really Metro schools in general, they treat parents as if we are kids. You know, they kind of just try to tell us, you know, do this, do that.
Why?
Don't have a say in anything.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
They are superior to you.
That is the attitude often.
And you have to sort of
push back.
In this case, they want you to be subservient to their political philosophy, it seems like.
There is a large amount of political bias on the Nashville School Board, and I just think that's really unfortunate because if you are a parent, you know, that has maybe a differing view, you would not feel as comfortable going to a
school board.
What
would be your number one priority, Amy Pate?
Accountability. Accountability, you know, and when I say that, that really has a broad connotation. Accountability and academic results. That's why schools exist. You know, 10% of economically disadvantaged third graders are in grade level.
How do you do that? Because
you talk about academic achievement at every school board meeting. You talk about students at every school board meeting. I have watched every minute of every school board meeting, you know, if I wasn't there over the past, you know, almost 3 years, and also the committee meetings, and just the lack of time that is spent on talking about academic achievement and plans and, you know, evaluating those plans to see if they work. It's just mind-boggling.
So, but I could picture you there if you were to be elected, one of nine, right? And the majority are still likely to be left-wing lunatics, in my view, right? And then you're going to say...
Your words.
Not yours.
Yeah.
My words.
Yeah.
I would say probably my accurate words. So let's go back to this, Amy. So you get there, and you're on the board meeting, and where's the performance in reading, writing, and arithmetic? Depending on the grade level, they're what, you know... 30% proficiency?
Oh, no.
Low 25%?
No. 25% has been an improvement of third grade literacy rates. You know,
so you say
year,
you get up
22%.
There and say it's like 22%
of third graders can read at grade level.
And then you say we got to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in the board meeting when you say we got to fix that?
A lot of distraction, a lot of excuses. I'm over excuses. You know, there are reasons.
How would you fix that as a board member? What would you do?
I would high quality curriculum, you know, That is the start. Retain good teachers. The teacher attrition rate is terrible. And it's not just about money. I talk to teachers all day long. And a good friend of mine who's a teacher in Metro, one of my kids' teachers, was like, you know, more money's always nice, but I want better working conditions. I want to know that the kids can be disciplined. You know, there's limits on suspensions. They are not allowed to, you know, remove students from a school that are highly disruptive. You know, they're just really not given the tools, and principals aren't given the autonomy to do what's best for their schools.
So it sounds like, though, to me, you can identify the objectives that you'd like to accomplish, mm-hmm. which is improve reading efficacy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Numeracy,
grade level
yeah.
reading. But how specifically, besides pointing out the flaw, what would you do, what would you recommend as a board member that to change at the school?
You know, I think we have to have a culture of high expectations. I've seen academic rigor really decline, especially mm-hmm. since, you know, I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
My rising 10th grader going mm-hmm. into honors English had no summer reading, which as an English major boggled my mind. And mm-hmm. then I have to supplement. You know, I think these kids have a lot of potential, and we have to have high expectations for them because they can meet those. I think it's disrespectful not to have high expectations.
Tell us about your campaign. What are you doing to campaign?
Yeah. So my campaign, it's interesting running as an independent. I did that because I honestly, truly am. My opponent is running as a Democrat, and recently the Davidson County Democratic Party approved an emergency $70,000 expenditure for the Nashville School Board races.
I think they are flooding
the races.
I think that's in 2, 4, 6, and 8.
Yeah,
right?
Two,
those
four,
four,
six, eight.
And
yep.
there are
vote for Amy Pate.
There are challengers who are not Democrats in all four of those races.
Well, in two races there are Republican challengers, and in two are independents. Yeah,
two are independents, mm-hmm. and one of the independents, Fran Bush, is a incumbent.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But the Democrats don't like anybody who's not a Democrat.
No,
and so are you that threatening to them?
I obviously am.
What
you know,
are you doing to counteract
scared.
That big money from the Democrats and the
you know,
teachers union?
My candidacy is grassroots, community-based, volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's truly opposite of my opponent, who has high-priced consultants, who, you know, was always in politics and policy, mm-hmm. totally opposite from mm-hmm. me. You know, I really connect with the community because it's where I live. It's you know, my kids, my people.
Are you going door to door, knocking
yes,
on doors?
Yes, absolutely.
How many doors have you knocked on?
Oh, gosh, I can't even count.
Just give me a ballpark.
300? I don't know.
What? How many votes
I'm a big
you
talker,
need?
So it's hard for me
votes,
to knock doors. I talk too long.
How many votes do you need to win?
About 10,000 votes.
10,000
mm-hmm.
votes? That many?
Mm-hmm.
To win?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big challenge.
District 8 has a... You know, it's going to be a really small turnout. You know, it's
yep.
August, a Thursday race. The ballot
it's
is
gonna
so
be
long. Yes. So
it's got to be the longest ballot in Davidson County history.
Probably. It's yeah. so long. There's, I've been working the polls. I've been sitting at Green Hills Library mostly. And a man came out and he was like, I was going to vote for you, but I couldn't find you
couldn't
on the ballot.
Couldn't find you on the ballot. All right. And so it's Amy Pate.
Yes.
Running for Metro Nashville Public School Board as an independent. In District 8.
Way.
Green Hills
yeah.
and Belmead, all that,
Belmead,
that area. And it's
out.
On the web at pate48.com. Pate48.com. Amy Pate.
Thank you
thanks
so
for joining
much.
Us.
I really appreciate this opportunity.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael, after this.